Yom Kippur is also b'chol malachas, all lametes malachas. And Yom Kippur is also also b'hitzah and havara to carry outside to light a fire, even to malik menel and there as every Shabbos also b'vishal. Not like Yom Tov. And Yom Tov is also nisal lametes malachas, but there's a hefta for malachas echa nefesh. You know that any malacha that needed for food, a preparation for food, a marshal cooking or a lighting a fire. We don't do noyelad, we don't make a new fire, but we malik ben el and there. Or for itzah, itzah is also used for food. People sometimes have to carry the food into another rishus. These are all mutta on Yom Tov. Tari was mati malach sech nefesh. But on Shabbat, on Yom Kippur, we find that it's also. Poshut, you would understand from this that the gather of malach on Yom Kippur is every Shabbos. There's no head of malach sech nefesh. There's a netziv in Hamagdava in Pashas Emma. Says Mordechai Chiddush. I think it's Mordechai Chiddush. And Siv wants to say, on Yom Kippur, Be'etzim, together, this Malachas is every Yom Tov. Yom Kippur is not Shabbos, Yom Kippur is Yom Tov. And Be'etzim, Zokta Netziv, Yom Kippur will be roi to be Mutu B'Malachas Echa Nefesh. The only reason the Siv says that there's an Issa on even Malachas Eitzah and Havara and the Malachas Echa Nefesh on Yom Kippur is because there's no Achila. Because there's no Achila, there's no Tzarech of Echa Nefesh. So because this Achila is the reason why these Malachas are Asa. But Etzem, the get the malachas of Yom Tov, malachas of Nefesh will be mutter. And in Sivon's the Teich, that's Peshav in the Pasuk, in Pasha Zemma. And the Pasuk in Pasha Zemma, by the Pasha of Yom Kippur, the Torah says in Yom Kippur, B'chol malachal leisasu, betzim yom hazeh, ki yom kippurim hu l'chapa leim b'nei Hashem l'keichem. The next Pasuk continues, ki kol ha-nefesh leisunu, betzim yom hazeh, hu v'nichasa me'ameha. Because there's an Issa Achila. The word ki, then the Siv is telling him, what's the word ki in the next pasuk? If the Torah says, Chol Moloch Naisase, the Torah says, ki, which the Tagim Taich is Ari, because it's an Issa Achila. What's the Satan Issa Achila with this Malacha? So the Siv wants to say, with his Chiddush, because in Yom Kippur, really, it should be Mutter Malacha Secha Nefesh. And the ki is telling you, that's why all the Malachas are Asa, even the Malacha Secha Nefesh are Asa, is ki because there's an Issa Achila. It's more like the Taich in the pasuk. Because it's an Achila, there is no tzayich ha'echa nefesh. Of etzim, it would be mutter. What comes out of it?
The father of
Kimi,
he's saying, therefore the
Torah
was not matter
echa
nefesh.
That's not what he says. That's
no.
It. He says that etzim would be mutter, it's just there's no tzayich
ha'echa. The Goyim Chumash is not.
He says something
different. The Goyim Chumash says, it says, Eilu Yadah Hashem, Shetikah, Ma'aseh, Ma'adah. Then she says she don't bring Shabbos. She says she don't ask everybody else to wise bring Shabbos for the Miyadim. Mm-hmm. So he says because it means since then.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about different rayas, but mostly this is in the Tzitzchish. As Be'etzem, the het of Malchus Nefesh goes in Yom Kippur also, together with Yom Tov. And it's only because there's no Achila, that's why it's awesome. In Begay Kodesh, again, Pesh Pesach Frank, in the Chelak and Yom Neroim, Sim Samach Gimel, he has a Kashan that says, by Bezoy, Yochel and Shesh Pesachana, who's allowed to eat, or ketanim who are allowed to eat, why can't we do malachas echa nefesh for them? Why can't we cook for them? Why can't we do haitzah for them? And that's poshut not. Poshut, you don't find anywhere that you can carry or cook or do any malachas echa nefesh for these people. Why not? If etzem there's a head to malachas echa nefesh, it's just no achinah, so for those that have achinah, they should be mutter.
It's not shuv l'chol nefesh.
Oh, I was thinking that. We're going to get there. But he mutches on it. He says a different teretz, a bissel shver teretz, you can look in the sefer. But I was thinking to say a different teretz. I was thinking to say, Api the Busta Chakif and the Chreinim Mokle is the hetta of a chelon shesh v'sakana to eating Yom Kippur and all the tame of Pikuch Nefesh, is that together the chuyah or hutra? In order to chilonka, the chuyah means betzim is an issa, it's only the chuyah, and hutra means it's bechal, the pasha wasn't given here, pasha's mutter. Fashteitz of chelon shesh v'sakana is chayiv to eat, is mechuyv to eat. You wouldn't eat his mischayiv benafshay. That's his mitzvah of the day, to eat. But in this again, the Achreinim want to say it's together the Chuyah. It's not Hutra, and that's the Chuyah of the Pashas. The Pashas is the Chuyah. So I was thinking to say, maybe that's in the Tzivara, that if Chuyah Shef Yisakana, since it's the Chuyah, it's only the Chuyah, the Issa Achila. He's allowed to eat, it's the Chuyah. But since it's the Chuyah, it's not Hutra, it doesn't pass on that to give a head of Malach HaSech HaNefesh. It's not cool that there's an Achila today to go give a head of a Malach HaSech HaNefesh. But that would answer the first kasha from Cholim. But what about Ketanim? Ketanim Poshut is Hudja. Ketanim Bechal is Zecher Hudja. So why don't we mut to do Malachas Nefesh for Ketanim according to the Tziv? So I think the Teretz is the ketanim are subshat that the hood, they're b'chol not in the parsha. The whole parsha of Yom Kippur was not given to ketanim. And someone that's b'chol not in the parsha doesn't pass the whole head of malchus erech nefesh. The b'chol not in the parsha, they don't know how to eat, but we can go do malchus erech nefesh for them because they're b'chol not in the parsha. Another test I was thinking is, as Rabbi Yehuda was saying, the Gemara in Ksubas, the Zayin Malach, the Gemara in Ksubas says, the Geda of Malchus Erech Nefesh has to be Dafka Dava Shavah L'chol Nefesh. It's only things which are Shavah L'chol. But if only Yechidim do certain things, and the Gemara gives an example, Mugma, they used to put Besamim on an Eish, on a fire, they cooked the Besamim, and put Kelim and Begodim on top of it to get a nice Reach, to get a nice smell in the Kelim. And it was only for Mufanakim, only for certain people wanted to do that. The Gemara says, that's Asan Yom Tov. But something that not everybody does, you don't have Malchus Erech Nefesh. Maybe that's the Teretz here also. That since it's only for Chayim Sheshvim Sakana, as the famous Tyson Psachim says, Chayim Sheshvim Sakana Reshriach, and it's only for Ketanim, maybe that's not called the Davish of Lechol Nefesh, and that's why there's no, we don't find Malchus Erech Nefesh for them.
They
talk about that also, about smoking, right?
Parshas
doesn't mean
today, it means
it's a gedel, it's not a. It goes by the time. Because if mukmul all of a sudden will become common practice, everyone will do mukmul then
they
talk about it by smoking. By smoking, when it was Dav Shavuot Chol, it was Motah, and today it's not.
I'm not thinking that it's only because of Yom Kippur that you can't eat. It's Shavuot Chol Nefesh, this food. This food, the achila that the cotton's eating is an achila at Shavuot Chol
Nefesh. Oh, yeah, you're saying,
okay. It's not an Ein Shavuot Chol Nefesh achila.
But I think the real test is cashing my first teretz. I mean, you have to. The head, you have to agree with it, but I think the real text is that again, that the chayim sheshvam sakana is the chuya, and if the head achim is only a get from the chuya, that's matcha the isachila, but doesn't create an Indian that akadikach to make him call malacha sechon nefesh to do malacha. And ketanim the pshat would be the bchalna and the pasha. Someone who's bchalna and the pasha doesn't create a head of malacha sechon nefesh. The tzad to say not like the Netziv that Yom Kippur is also in Malachas Erech Nefesh. There's no het of Malachas Erech Nefesh would be that Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, and the tzad to say it's like Shabbos. The Chayyim goes to passing the Torah calls it Shabbos Shabbosing. We can see this is a far. That's the Chayyim tzad to make it like Shabbos. About 2 years ago, we were learning the Shus Kivegas in the Chavdal, and it's printed in our Sefer Pnimi Sugis, first Chayyim Pnimi Sugis Kamashir Chaches. The Kivega declares, if a chayim sheshvam sakana can get an aliyah by mincha on Yom Kippur. What's the shayla? So the Kivega seems to name off the pasha that by shachos he could definitely get an aliyah, even though he's eating. Because the laning, the kriyas Torah by shachos, is not because of the tainus. The kriyas Torah by shachos is because of the yom. So even though the chayim sheshvam sakana has to eat, it's still Yom Kippur for him, so mainly he can get an aliyah by shachos. But by mincha, the Kivega declares, is that laning, that kriya by mincha, is that because of the yom, or is that because of the tainus? We find that some yomim we lane by mincha, like Shabbos, and we find by tenesim we lane by mincha. So what's the reason we lane by Yom Kippur? So we explain, this is the shayla. Is Yom Kippur like Shabbos, because it's Shabbos Shabbosim? And just like by mincha of Shabbos, this kriya satayr, the same thing by mincha by Yom Kippur, this kriya satayr, it's because of the yom. And even if chayla sheshvam sakana has to eat, he could get an aliyah because of the yom. Or do you say Yom Kippur is like Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, there's no laning by Mincha. No laning by Mincha. So if you look at it like Yom Tov, and the only reason we're laning by Mincha is because it's a tainus. By every tainus we're laning by Mincha, then already only someone who's fasting could get an aliyah. And a chayim sheshvam who has to eat cannot get the aliyah. He talks about the maftir with maftir yoyna. That seems to be that we don't have maftir by Shabbos either. That seems to be because of the tainus. At the time we said also.
Don't say maftir by
Maftiyana?
By Tainus, not?
Oh, sorry.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what he told us 2 years ago.
Yeah. Remember that?
I remember
the Tobel Chaver.
And then he said, Yom Kippur they do.
Right, so that
would be. So the Chaver, that it's not Yen Haftoyer?
It's not Yen Haftoyer, okay. We said also the Yedua, it's Gemara Megillah, Chavez and Mabez. The Brisa says that on Chol, in Sheni V'Chamishi, Mondays and Thursdays, there's 3 aliyahs. On Rosh Chodesh, there's 4 aliyahs. On Yom Tov, there's 5 aliyahs. On Yom Kippur, there's 6 aliyahs. And on Shabbos, there's 7 aliyahs. And the Gemara explains the reasons, but Pashtus is called Kodesh, so it has more aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh is more Kodesh, has 4. Yom Tov is 5, Yom Kippur seems to be more Kurdish, get 6, and Shabbos get 7. That would indicate that Yom Kippur is somewhere in between Yom Tov and Shabbos. It's more than Yom Tov, it has 6 aliyahs, but it's less than Shabbos, it has 7. So that you could look at it both ways, not really a raya. Maybe it's like Yom Tov, or maybe it's like Shabbos. The Iker raya should be from the fact that Malacha and Yom Kippur is B'malkas. There's no Mises Bezdin. It's only B'malkas. And Karas. On Shabbos, there's Mises Bezdin. And on Yom Tov, it's also Malkas. So the fact that Yom Kippur, if someone does a Malacha on Yom Kippur, he gets Malkas. Like Yom Tov, he doesn't get Mises Bezdin, he doesn't get Skeel like Shabbos. That would tell you that Yom Kippur is like Yom Tov. A B'lidach, we find that on Yom Kippur, because there's Malacha, Yom Kippur is Chayav Karas. It's also Pasuk Pashas Emor, Rashi explains it. And it's in the Mishnah in Krisis, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, it's still the Chayav Krisis. One of the Chayav Krisis is doing Malacha on Yom Kippur. So that's similar to Shabbos. A person does Malacha on Yom Kippur, he gets Karas. That's like Shabbos gets Karas. On Yom Tov, there's no Karas. On Yom Tov, a person does Malacha, he's Chayav Malkas. So that Mechirbi Mashma, that's like Shabbos. So again, the fact that it's Malkas and not Misa tells you it's like Yom Tov. The fact that it's Karis tells you it's like Shabbos. So again,
Shabbos is Skila, no?
Skila, right. Skila. And if there's no Edom and Asura, it's Karis. And Yom Kippur, if there's Edom and Asura, there's no Skila. There's Malkas, which is like Yom Tov. But if there's no Edom and Asura, he gets Karis. He gets a bargain. If he gets caught, then he gets Malkas. He gets an Ifta from Krisis. But if he doesn't get caught, he gets Tshuva. He's Chayav Karis. The MS is a Pesach Gemara in Yuma that Samachov on the days increase, and it's also increases that he down on the Alf, the Sugi of Ishiti Afingu B'Shabbos. The Gemara talks about, the Torah says, Ishiti carries the quick person carries the Soyu Mishtaleach. And the Gemara says, as a Josh, it's even B'Shabbos. And the Machoik is Tanoim, if the woman, we pass him not like Raphram, we pass in the Yeshneir Vaitzol on the Shabbos. The Gemara shows from here, that there is an Issa Haitzah on Yesh Eir V'Hitzol Yom Kippur. I'm sorry, that's Lashon HaGemara. Yesh Eir V'Hitzol Yom Kippur. And Tyson Kisa says that's how we paskin. And L'Chayah, the Gemara is saying there's an Issa Haitzah on Yom Kippur. Which would Pashtus be not like the Nitziv. Pashtus be Mashma that Yom Kippur has an Issa Haitzah B'Etzim. It's not just that there's no Achilon, there's no Hetav Eichel Nefesh. But according to the Nitziv, you could be Matcha, it's really very Mesubach Tegasugya, the stipling Yuma. Has a very nice siman. He goes through all the sheets to show him how to learn the Gemara, what the limit of the Gemara is. But the Tziv will have to learn the Gemara. Yesh Eir V'Hitzol Yom Kippur, because even though Be'etzem, according to the Tziv, it's like Yom Tov, and there should be a Het Demach Sechon Nefesh, but the practicality, there is no Het because there's no Achila. It's Mishavu's Lashon. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to bring a different raya to Achir, not like the Nitziv, from the fact that we make a boy Mereish on Matzah Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nandalot says, the reason why we make a boy Mereish, Nandalot Vey says, the reason why we make a bracha boy Mereish on Matzah Shabbos, Chazal Masakin it, because Tchinas B'Yosha She'esh Choy B'Matzah Shabbos. The first creation of fire was Matzah Shabbos. And to cover that, we make a boy Mereish. And Pesach the Gemara is, Avada, everything was created Shesh Nei Bereishis, everything was created before Shabbos. Some things were Sarah Devarim, the Mishnah and others were created Ben Shmoshes, but everything was created before Shabbos. But the Gemara means that the Bria of the Metzias of Eish, that it was in the rocks, that you're able to bang the rocks and make a fire, that was created in the Bria and the Shesh Nei Bereishis. But B'Poyel, Hashem did not give that Das to Adam Rishon until Matzah Shabbos. On Matzah Shabbos, He gave that Das to Adam Rishon, pick up these rocks, certain rocks, and bang them a certain way. I don't want to say like Boy Scouts know how to do it, but the bang in a certain way, and that'll be in the fire. The first fire that came out was Matzah Shabbos. That's why we make a boy Mereish. But the Rishonim say there's another reason why we make a boy Mereish on Matzah Shabbos, because it's in Yom Havdalah, to show that Eish was also on Shabbos, and now it's Mutter. Even though you can make a bracha on maybe many things, but the Eish is maybe the best example to show, to be Mabdal al Eish, that this was also on Shabbos, and it's Mutter Matzah Shabbos. And the Rishonim say, that's why Matzah Yom Tov we don't make a boy Mereish, because you don't have either reason. It's not Matzah Shabbos, and it was Mutta on Yom Tov. That's was Mutta for Het Achila. But Matzah Yom Kippur, you have the second reason. You don't have the first reason. If it's Yom Kippur, that's not Chal B'Shabbos. You don't have the reason of Tchinas B'Yosa in Matzah Shabbos, but you have the second reason of Havdalah. To show, to be Mavdal, that this Eish was Asa on the day today, and now it's Mutta, so we make a boy Mereish. So that would seem to me, that would be not a tziv, that the eish is be'etzem osa. It's not the pshad, really be'etzem is muta, but we just don't have a poyo, we just don't have a metzias achila. It's mashma, not like the tziv. But tziv will learn that, tziv will have to learn that it's still very fardalma, because lamaisa we couldn't use the eish, even though we have be'etzem ahetta machas chanevish, but it doesn't come into practicality. Because we don't have achila. That's a humor. And that's what I want to say is Mashif and Mishnevruah in Simon Tafish Chafdal and Sukkot Nevav. Mishnevruah's lashon is Mavochin Ha'or. We make a bracha on Eish on Matzoyim Kippur. Nefisha Poska Nasi Barbiyon. Because the whole day you cannot have enough on the fire. Shekol Hayom Lohiyon Lachin Lashlamish By Ba'achshav Hutunoy. Whole day you cannot use it. Now it's muta. So this would all be Mashma that it's a practical thing. It's something which was not nicely. You couldn't use it. Whatever the reason is. You mobbed on that. But
the court is Hopsha, why don't you say Mitoch?
You don't say Mitoch either because it's not, it has to be
Hutunga.
That
would
be much more like not like the Nitziv.
Yeah, why don't you say
Mitoch? Right, we have a cloud in Mombay, that few bays, other places says that.
I still think the Nitziv means that.
But there's another, we have a little Mitoch, we just say and mention over. Is that anything that's mut for echel nefesh is mut even for not echel nefesh. Since we need haitzah to carry the food, mainly haitzah is mut for any tzarech hayom. Like to carry out the baby carriages, or machzorim, or sparim, or toys, anything, you're not to carry also. But I guess according to Netziv, if it's not going to be a maisa ever used at echel nefesh, you won't have mitachidah. But there's another Mishnah Berurah in afterwards in Sivkot and Zion, over the Sim Tafish Khaftar, Mishbu says a different lashon. He says, Mitsoyam Kippur, Mashim Vochan or who Mitsoyam Kippur, the reason we make a brach on the Eish, Bermer Eish, who the higher race is to show she Yom Zahoy Kodesh Mashayim Taim, to show you that today was more Kodesh than other Yom Taim. But Ness and Lahavi by Eish for Atahut, and it was also to be Mavi Eish, now it's Mutta. So here the Mishbu is learning the Farish that the reason why there was an Issa of Eish is because Yom Zah is Kodesh Eisa. According to Netziv, it's not Kodesh Eisa B'negei Malachas. B'negei Malachas is not. It's the same as Yom Tov. Really, it should be Mutta B'Echol Nefesh. It's only because there's a Zaytig reason that there's no Achila. But this should be Mashma, not like the Netziv. And another Raya, listen to this, is the Gemara Chungan, the Kofan from Aleph. The Gemara says, Kiva says, Ha'isa Malacha B'yom Kippurim Shechana Yis B'Shabbos. If a person does a Malacha B'Shoigig, on Yom Kippur Shechalim Yis B'Shabbos, Eina Chayv El Na'achas. He's only Chayv one Chattas. Even though Lucheri, when he does Malacha on Yom Kippur Shechalim Yis B'Shabbos, he did two Averis. First of all, he did a Malacha on Shabbos. Second of all, he did a Malacha on Yom Kippur. And they're both Chayv Ekrisis, which together is B'Shege Gibbing Kama Chattas, and Lucheri should bring two Kabanas. But here, the Brisa says, you bring one Kaban. What's the reason? So Pasha, the reason is because of Eina Sechal Issa. We have a cloud that one is Nacha, another Issa, and you only Chayv one. But Tosfos says Sakasha, first of all, B'Kiva does not hold this call Einus Chalisa. The call of Einus Chalisa happens to be Mochagas Tanoim. Not everyone holds of it. It's a sugya in Abba Achin, the end of Abba Achin, in Yavamis, and other places in Shas. So B'Kiva is one of the Tanoim that does not hold of Einus Chalisa. And the second Kasha, maybe a bigger Kasha, yes, is Kamad, almost all Tanoim hold that Issa Vas Achas, you do say Issa Chalisa. You only say Einus Chalisa is when one Issa was first. For example, I think one example is if a behemoth becomes the vela in the middle of Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur was chal first, this achil. And now this nevela wants to be chal. Someone eats it, he's only over Yom Kippur, he's not even nevela. Because ain't this achalasa. But if the two Yisurim happened at the same time, then you would say, yes, Vasachas, you say, this is chal alasa. Because which one is first? And over here, Yom Kippur and Shabbos came at the same time. So Chershu Vasachas. So what's pshat in this price? So what's pshat that a person is malachin on Shabbos on Yom Kippur Shchalis B'Shabbos is only chayav one? Can't be saying this. This is a taisus much as any different taisus. But the Dvar in Chulin of the Kafan from Alav says teretz like this. Says teretz is Yom Kippur. His lashon is Yom Kippur and B'Shabbos chad shmolu. Yom Kippur and Shabbos have one Shem. Okay, even the chad shmolu who nachini nchayav el achas because they have one Shem, you only chayav one. This Yom Kippur also has a Shem, and the Dvar says the reason why it has one Shem is because Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosin. So it's a murder good Dvar. Here the Dvar is learning, the Gemara is only dashing it, but here the Dvar is learning, because it's called Shabbos Shabbosin, the Issa Yom Kippur is an Issa Malacha Shabbos. So maybe it's all one Shem, so he only did one Aveira. He did the Aveira of Shabbos. That's why he's only Chayav one. So this Zechir being mashma, not like the Nitziv. If it's a Issa, it's a Chad Shmolehu, it's all the same Gedda, Zechir the Gedda is a Zeri Shabbos, that there is no Hetta Mocha Sech HaNevesh Bechal. That's Zechir not like the Nitziv. But the Teretz is, it could be Nitziv is going according to Tosis, because Tosis is the Kasha, he doesn't answer like the Ritva. So Tosis is a little bit mashma, he doesn't hold Chad Shmolehu, maybe Tosis is mashma like the Nitziv. And even the Ritva is only explaining it in the sheet of a Bekiva. It might be not Nechol, according to all the Tanayim. And again, the chayyur, this should be, this chakir should be told in b'kveig shayla. The way we've been learning, b'kveig shayla is the get of leaning on by mincha like Shabbos, so it's like Yom Tov. According to Nitziv, the chayyur is like Yom Tov, and the reason why we lean by mincha is only because of we lean by mincha is only because of the tainus. The nafkamina is about the chayyur shef sekana. They cannot get an aliyah.
I don't know why it's not supposed to. Yes, malachas have to do with the same.
The gather of the yom, maybe. Yeah. Okay, maybe but that'll be enough kumina. And again, the Nitziv wants to touch on the pasuk of ki. That's what the Torah is saying, ki, because. Okay, another Indian Nyan the yom. I want to speak about Nesesim Mechuva and Yom Kippur. We have Hesafis in Shemoneh Esrei. He says Zachinu L'Chaim, he says Micha Moicha. The halach is all the Hesafis not ma'akid. The person forgets, he doesn't go back. Except for Melch HaKadosh. Melch HaKadosh, if he forgets, he has to go back. He's daven over. He's daven over. It's makiv. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis, Sukkot and Zayin, says that even by the other Sofis, if you forget, if you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, if you didn't say that start the next Baruch, you do go back. Even though you start in Mechal Kachayim, you could go back and say Zechreinu Mechayim until you say Baruch Atah Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah says a lashon over there, even though you said some Haskaris, you mentioned Eibishter's name, but as long as you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, you go back. Now, I'm looking in the Siddur, I'm trying to think. I think the only case is by Ksei B'Chaim. That's the only case. Because by Ksei B'Chaim, a person could continue on B'Chol Chaim and say the Hakel Yishu Seinu. Hakel Yishu Seinu. Say over there, he said Hakel, Aleph Lamed. So the Mishnah was saying, even though he said Hakel Yishu Seinu in B'Chol Chaim, in the Sefer they say it twice, Hakel. In the Sechashna is one time. But you still could go back and say Uchsei b'chaim tovim. Yeah, that's his chiddush. So I was telling on it. The mice, what's the chiluk? If once you said the Shem, a Baruch Atah Hashem, you can go back. So how come if you said Hakel Yeshua Seinu, you could go back? You're also saying a Shem Levatol. So I was thinking. This is also an Indian that we once learned. There was
there's no way to say Levatol.
In Shemoneh Esrei?
Yeah,
I don't think you mean he only means he said Baruch Hashem and the next word? You continue on the next word?
I don't know.
It's not Eisef of the Kel Yishuv Seinu, you're not going to say. Not Eisef of that. I don't think it's Eisef of Baruch Hashem either. But what's the chiluk? The Mishnah Berurah says that if you say Baruch Hashem already, you can't go back. But if you say Kel Yishuv Seinu, you can go back and say Kel Yishuv Seinu a second time. So maybe it's also an inyan that we learned 2 years ago. It's in the Pnini Sugis, I would say for Pnini Sugis Kama, Shir Yud Aleph. We explained the Barichas, there's a chiluk between the Yisav Askaras Hashem Levatol and Bracha Vatol. And it comes out that Bracha Vatol is actually more chomer. Bracha Vatol is even more chomer than just Askaras Hashem Levatol. So it could be that Kel Yishuv Seinu is only Askaras Hashem Levatol. It's not considered Bracha Vatol. So that's where you go back.
So, I mean, in that particular case, if you realize it, you said, Hakel Yishuv Seinu, you would finish until the end of the sentence. You wouldn't stop right there.
You mean, so it should be saying something.
Or you say the whole thing.
Maybe.
Before the bracha.
Maybe. So but we spoke about this. To say the Shem. Right.
Then it's like part of saying a pasuk instead of saying a bracha.
Yeah. But it's not actually a pasuk.
But it's like a whole thought, let's put it that way.
Maybe. We spoke about then that some people talk about even saying Hashem Belaz, G-O-D, or Gimel Alf Tess in Yiddish. If it's Bederach, the Emunah, Bitochen, the person's talking that way, they have Shabbat Helfen, and he says more of Hashem Belaz, which is also Asa. That's a little bit of a head that some people might do that, but it seems by, I don't know, I don't think anyone does that with a Shem Mamish of Kale, to go say that. But what I wanted to say that I wanted to say that Askaras Hashem is more kal than Baruch Vatol. But my shayla is this Kel Yishuv Seinu is in the middle of a bracha, so maybe the Kel Yishuv Seinu also has a taikif of Baruch Vatol. Just like if you start a Baruch Vatol Hashem, even though you didn't finish, it's already considered you can't go back for bracha v'talam. Maybe Hakel Yishusein is also bracha v'talam. It's in the middle of a bracha, but maybe not because he didn't say bracha to Hashem.
How is it
a
by just saying the name? Why?
That's Haskarah Hashem. You're not going to say Hashem for no reason.
I'm not saying for no reason.
Oh, you said it for davening. You said it for davening, and I made a mistake, and now I'm going back.
What did I do wrong? I don't see what I did. I forgot to put a positive.
I forgot to say Ksei B'chaim. I want to go back to Ksei B'chaim, so I'm going to go say Hakel Yishusein twice.
That's
what you're going to do. You're going to go back to Ksei B'chaim, then I'm going to continue. That you're going to do. That the Mishnah Berurah says you're going to do. He says if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, then already you can't go back and leave a Baruch Atah Hashem al Batalom. So my question was, what's the difference? What's the difference of Baruch Atah Hashem or Hakel Yishusein? But my says how he passes.
I don't know. You're saying because the reason is al Shem Batal. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem, it's considered you were going with the bracha. So that's considered going back. If you're still in the middle of the bracha to say something, that's not called going back. That's what you say. It's not
Baruch Atah, but it will be Haskarah to Shem Batal.
And you're going with this teretz.
And you want to say my teretz that Haskarah Shem is Mokal.
I don't want to say that it's not a kasha. What's the kasha? Why don't you go back afterwards? Because once you're going with the halach is that you go back, you don't go back, you don't have a shus to go back. They didn't make a din to be chayzer.
And why can you be chayzer by hakel?
Because you weren't going with it. It's not called being chayzer.
You mean they weren't worried about the bracha v'talma shabbai so much?
It's bracha. Who told you it's bracha v'talma? It's once you were going with the bracha. Once you're going with, you finished the bracha, you go back to it. Uh-huh. You don't have a shus to go back. But inside the bracha, you were never going with. So, it's not called Chazara.
Everything very nice, okay. So, not so much, it wasn't so much of a Chesh Racha V'Tala. When you were Goyim, so there's no more Bracha to say.
There's no more Bracha to say.
Okay, Yishu was saying, you weren't Goyim, there's no Bracha, so you can say it over.
The Torah brings a Shita.
Right.
Then you go back by Zechen Elchai.
That's Ma'akev. Well, it's Ma'akev, but not Chesh these things. It's Ma'akev. You want to say the Bracha, it's Ma'akev.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, same thing. This is not called Chazara. Yeah. Another Shaila I saw in the Sefer Pesachei Tshuva, not the Pesachei Tshuva printed in Shulchan Aruch, it's a separate Sefer, Alta Sefer. In Pesachei Tshuva, Erechaim, some Tavkof Beyalof, the Makar Kodesh brings down Chegn Yom Nerayim, some in Beis, talks about it. He tells the Shaila about Tzibah that was saying Slichas after the Lysa Shacha, before the Nets. And there was a sandik and a moil. This should be negay sometimes. There was a sandik and a moil who was having a bris that day. Do you say tachanun? It seems that it's the posha that if you say slichas after the nets, regular in the morning, regular minyan, 7 o'clock after the nets, and just like every time, if there's a sandik and a moil who's going to do a minyan that day, you don't say tachanun. We cover the simcha. It's day for tachanun. So what about the ayin was saying slichas before the nets? Now the halacha is. We don't do mila before the nets, but the eved is yetsa. So Pesachei Tshuva declares, is this already called? We don't do bris mila. But Pesachei Tshuva declares, you have a sandig and moil. Do you say tachanun? So it seems to be that the Pesachei Tshuva is never going to have poshut. If you do slichas before lois, the night before, then for sure you would say tachanun because it's not zman mila. And to me, it's just a chiddush because the night comes before the day. The day is nigger b'asa diyayim. If you have even a minyan after chatzayis or b'shmar sabayka before alayis, and they're saying slichas, maybe you have someone who has a bris that day. He has a bris that day. Maybe it's deicha tachanun for the whole day, including it's always deicha tachanun before the bris. So maybe it's deicha tachanun from the night before. But it seems that he holds it up pashut not. It has to be the zman mila. If it's the zman mila and you have a bris, that's when you don't say tachanun. So he clears, well, what about this? Is this called Zman Mila? Because it's only because it's only a time to do Mila Chathila. And Lamaisa, I think his part of Shanghai is, but probably you're not going to do the bris then. You know, if you talk to do the bris then, maybe Pasha, you would not say that.
Bidiyevet
before Nets, after Alois before Nets. So it's like davening, the same thing as Shachar, it's a Chathila, you don't daven before Nets, and Bidiyevet. The person can daven after Alois before Nets. The same thing, Mila, we wait for after Nets.
So if Slichus comes out then, yes.
Right, so they were going to say tachanun then, but they knew there was a bris going to be after nets. Is that already daicha tachanun? And the Pesach Tshuva says a lashon that he's giving this to shikol das of everyone else. It's a shikol das shayla, and decide for yourself. Like every ma'ariva can decide for himself how he understands the slum, you know. So interesting. Another shayla I'm going to speak about is the bracha of Shasli Kotzaki on Yom Kippur, and the same shana on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara bracha says that Asan Muhammad Bey is that the bracha of Shasli Kotzaki is a bracha on shoes. I'm putting on Dingas Menalim, I'm putting on David Shadaki Sayim Asan, and a person puts on his shoes, Mavarach Shasli Kotzaki. Paiskim say we can say it later, put all the brachas together and shul. But basically, that bracha goes on the Eibush that gave us shoes. We once spoke about this, where Yichus is also in Mini Sigis Kama Shia Chavav. Spoke about this when I cracks. But this bracha, the Rosh in Yuma, Per Chesem Megimel, brings 2 days to you make this bracha in Yom Kippur. Because in Yom Kippur, you don't wear shoes. So if you don't wear shoes, how can you make a bracha of Shasli Kotzaki? How can you make a bracha on what the Eibush gave us shoes? So the Rosh Hashanah brings down, there's 1 day that holds, you don't make this bracha on Yom Kippur, or Tisha B'Av. Yitaka don't make this bracha. But the Rosh says himself, Mestabra, that you do make this bracha. And the Rosh says the reason is, because since the Menorah Mabiyadoi, since Ubirashusai Zoshinit, since you own shoes and you have shoes, Umutun Lonoivsham Imir, if there be a Zakon, come Akrave, he says, and it'll be mutter to it. The halacha is, and the person has to walk outside and he's Zakharovim, your scorpions, the place can say, the Rishayim say that you're not to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. So therefore, you can make this bracha. Beis Yosef and Erechaim, some tough fish and gimel.
He doesn't cook the posh much.
Can't be, because that'd be probably very posh. Yeah, I guess he may.
You say you're not allowed to go there. Just don't go there.
Yeah, that one.
Home. Maybe that's just you're allowed to go there.
Maybe, I don't know. But the Beis Yosef and Erechaim, some tough fish and gimel, the Vimaskul Kosabalita, he yeses on the Rosh. He says, Tenach mokum the shrichi akrabim. Okay, you're saying that you can make a bracha since you have the shoes in case you need the akrabim. So that's good if the shrichah are, but we that live here, the Beis says in the Yaris Gedolos, most people live in big cities, where there are no scorpions and no graven, and we never need it, what are you going to say? The little smash of the Beis Yosef that, and Yom Kippur and Tishba, they did not wear shoes even to walk to shul. And I think Meduchsech that the Fidiga generation, not that long ago, before there were sneakers and before there was Crocs, I think they were matir to wear shoes to walk to shul, because the pavement that we have, Saros, the pavement can actually do damage, and that's mutter, that's not called a tainag or inui, that's to prevent damage. They used to talk to walk to shul with shoes and take it off in shul. But the Rosh, in the Rosh's times, maybe they had soft ground, maybe they walked on grass or on dirt roads, it wasn't so difficult. In the Beis Yosef's times, at least, so he's saying in the big cities, there was no graven, they didn't wear shoes.
So, that he's masking though,
what?
Not to say
the bracha,
but he's masking
like that. No, he's just saying kasha on the Rosh's teretz. Now, he just says, what the Rosh's teretz is, that the reason why you could make a bracha is because you could wear it for akrovim, for scorpions. He says, we don't really have a akrovim, so what kind of head is that? And then the Beis Yosef brings down the Rambam paskins, who's chayla, the Rambam perikzayin, hochus tefil, lochaches, paskins, a whole year, any day, if you know you're not going to put on your shoes, you don't make this bracha. It's a passing the Rambam. And it's a chayla negir, Rahman's son, a chayla who's in bed, who's stuck in bed. He knows he's not putting on shoes that day. He doesn't make this bracha. He doesn't make this bracha. That's the Rambam. So the Beis Yosef was sick. Went to Rambam, the same thing. On Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we don't wear shoes. You will not make this bracha. Yishasu Kotzaki. But there's a Ritvo and Tainus that says a different Sarah. The Ritvo and Tainus, the Flamur Malal, says that even on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, that you know you're not going to wear shoes, you can make the bracha. The reason is, because the bracha we make is aharoi if people wear shoes. And the fact that roi beyond people wear shoes is why we make this bracha every day. So bracha every day, the santa, on the fact that we wear shoes aharoi. And the Ritva brings it right to it from the fact that we make a bracha, ashenos nesachi binu hachim binyam benyam lo. We make a bracha on the Davish that gave the belt, the rooster, the rooster crows, the tanagol zacha, his mafchim binyam benyam lo, exactly the beginning of the yom, is when the rooster makes the sound, crows. And even though he says, people don't always hear the rooster. So after it's, oh, but aharoi, people do hear it. Right, today, that's what I was thinking, there's no roi either. I don't know if anybody used to drive early in the morning, but we used to have a counting road. Now they're building up a building here. We used to have a counting road by park. Remember that rooster? There's a house with a bunch of roosters used to attack and make the noise. Sometimes you used to hear it.
Today you have
an alarm
for
dinner.
I'm serious.
Yeah, it's a kasha on the dvar, but the maisa, I would think that this bracha is really given on the floy sabari, that they should put a special seichel. No one else could be mafkin exactly Wednesday and night. It's hard to tell exactly. I mean, we have calendars today, astronomers, they tell you when the sun is above the horizon. But if not for that, you know, how do we know exactly when it's Yom Lang? And the Eibishter gave it. No, this is the Eibishter in the place of Briya, one Briya that knows, and that's what the Bracha is on. But Ritva wants to say the same thing with the Bracha of Shasli Kotsaki is because our Roiv.
Because the Bracha Rekha Tzal Amon is also not on a specific type. Everything else is something you do.
Right. That's it. Okay, that's it. Again, the Rambam sheet is that any day a person knows he's not going to wear shoes, he doesn't make the Bracha. And the Rosh wanted to say, because it's Biyodeg, I have the shoes in my possession, I'm thanking Hashem, I have them in case I need them, in case of emergency I need them, I'll be able to use them. That's what the Bracha is for. Maisa, Allah, Allah, even though I'm not saying anything Allah, I'm only saying over, you can look up yourself, the Mishnah Berurah, in Simat Tavkuf Nundal, it's a Kotlan Lamad Aleph, he doesn't mention Rishonim, he calls it Das Habi Achreinim, he doesn't mention Rishonim, he just calls Achreinim. His Lashon is, Das Habi Achreinim, Sheyuchel Levarach Baruch Hashasli Kotzaki, on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. That you can. If you want to be Medak, the Mishnah Berurah says Sheyuchel, that if you want, you can make this Baruch. That's not the Lashon. There's a kitzur chenoch and simur
beish. You said before that if you're not going to wear shoes that day.
The Rambam sheet. The Rambam sheet is any day of the year.
So what do you all assume it says pekechim?
I don't know. Because it helps me and he'll help me if I'm
not. Same thing over there.
People able to come visit him. He'll be asking people able to. They're only able to come help me because they have shoes.
I thought you're keeping the kashrut because nobody.
I hear, but the Maaseh says the Rambam sheet every day. Rambam is in Hilchos Tefila. The Rambam is in Hilchos Yom Kippur. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tefila.
What about now? I wear deck shoes. I've got my
Hot shoes. Oh, it's only also. You can point to Rambam that says if a person knows he's not going to wear shoes, he doesn't make the bracha. But what about if he's wearing sneakers?
Forget about them.
And cracks. Maybe make a bracha on that. I'm not getting involved with the shayin again. We spoke about this once. I'm not getting involved. If you're supposed to wear cracks,
not.
There's a kitzur shulchan aruch in Simur Reish Tes Sif Hei. Talks about the oval, the sant. He doesn't talk about the chayla or Yom Kippur or shayin. Talks about avelim. Avelim also don't wear shoes. What does the oval do? All shiva. He doesn't wear shoes. More they wear nothing. You know, they didn't have cracks or anything. What does he do? And the shulchan aruch says he does make the bracha. He doesn't explain it. He says they do make the bracha. Chambadi also speaks about Nachir. You know, there's some Lama Beis. He talks about the Aveilim. He says also that Aveilim do make the bracha. But in the Siddur HaRav, this is very interesting. If you look in the Siddur HaRav from the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, the Baal Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he passes not to make this bracha. He says, L'maisin Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you do not say Shas Likotzaki. And the Velt says, I don't think he talks about Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but the Velt says that there are stiras between his Sefer Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Siddur HaRav, and the Velt says Shulchan Aruch HaRav is written to the belt, and Siddur HaRav is written for Chassidim, for Rabavish Chassidim. So at least for Rabavish Chassidim, the Alter Rebbe was passing in the Shanat Mistam, that's the way they do it. I have to ask for Mistam, that's the way Rabavish Chassidim do it. They don't make this bracha of Shas Likotzaki. In the Shanks Chus Rav Poland from the Ben Ishchai, Chilin Bezer, Chaim Simachas, he says, Eitz over here, he wants to say that you should not make this bracha in the morning, because you're not wearing shoes, but at night, with Soyim Kippur, with Soyim Tisha B'Av, when you put on your shoes, make then the bracha Shas Likotzaki. Tell him, this is Ben Ishchai, and he quotes it, I didn't see it so, but the Ben Ishchai, the Rav Holman, he quotes that the Siddur Derechayim from the Nesivis says the same Psak B'Shem HaGra, B'Shem Degoyin. The Goyin says, you don't make this bracha in the day because mice are not wearing shoes, but at night, when you put on your shoes to go home, that's when you make this bracha Shas. But the Shulchanach, but the Rav Paulim, Shach Shus Rav Paulim, the Ben Ishchai himself writes a notion that Loi Mol Nibi to be Seimach on this. Because even though it's the Goyin and the Siddur Chaim, but he said he didn't see this in any other poskim, and then he explains Al Pisod, Al Pisod, Al Pikabolah, Shteit Bedafka not to make this bracha at night. Dafka not this bracha, not to make this bracha at night, so he says not to do it. And Meduchsech, the Velt is Noig, I think, maybe some of the Babashas they don't, but the Velt is Noig, I think they do make this bracha, so it's okay. I think it's printed in the Machzorim. You know, not even mention the Shaila. Okay, come on, come on, see me, David. Eventually, yeah.